The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. It's okay, Tina. It's all right. Well, good morning. You're going to try to sit as far away from over here as you can, huh? All right, so have you ever been afraid? Have you ever felt lonely? Sometimes. I mean, we all do, right? So when you're afraid and when you're lonely, where do you turn? You're like, okay, it's the children's sermon. There's got to be a religious answer to this. Typically, when I'm afraid, I go to my wife. Or when I was younger, I went and tried to find family. I have lots of it, all right? But when I'm lonely and alone, Jesus. That's the answer. That's the answer that we're hearing. Amos was being picked on by the priests in the northern 10 tribes. John was in prison. They both turned to God. They both turned and said, Lord, you sent me here. Be with me. Protect me. And so we as Christians, we have a couple of places where we can find Jesus all the time. Right here in the baptismal font, we know that we met Jesus right here. Jesus came to be part of our life. Jesus came to be part of our death right here. You and me, we studied. We also know that we meet Jesus when we get that bread and wine. When that bread and wine, which is in with and under Jesus' real presence, he's right there. But if you're lonely at school, do you have the baptismal font there? No. And you don't have communion there either, do you? No. You're looking at me like, of course you don't, right? But what we do have, the way we see God most clearly, is on the cross. And so anytime you're feeling lonely, sometimes you wear crosses and necklace, but sometimes we can just make the sign of the cross and Jesus is with us. We can, you saw me do it earlier, right? In my head and in my lips and in my heart. And Jesus is there. Sometimes it takes just that simple thing to remember that Jesus really and truly is with you. That he's surrounding you in his comfort and his love. So if you're afraid, if you're lonely, if you're feeling left out, Jesus is with us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for never leaving us. Help us to remember that you are part of our lives every day, that you visit us in your holy meal, and that by your cross, we can call on your presence and find comfort in you. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here.